Sandy Klein. We thought we'd try something different at Conversations with Creative Women by creating and sharing audio blogs. First up, our own CWCW social media specialist, Melanie Bro.
The apartment that saved my life. When I started graduate school almost 2 years ago, it was the lowest point in my life. My boyfriend of 3 years broke up with me, and instead of looking for an apartment together, as we had been for months, I had to look for one on my own. At first, I was convinced that I needed to live alone. I mean, the idea of interacting with strangers after such a traumatic event just felt so uncomfortable. Weirdly enough, my ex and I helped each other look for places while we continued to live together until our lease was up. You know, the fun part about ending relationships in New York City's real estate atmosphere. We were friendly and cordial until we weren't anymore. My ex and I had adopted a dog together and named him Clarkson after the street we lived on in Brooklyn. In the breakup, I gained custody of Clarkson. We both just thought it was best. I went to interview for an apartment in Williamsburg and needed to take Clarkson with me because there was already a dog living in the apartment, along with two women, one my age and one a few years older than me. "Hey, come on in." The one my age was so sweet. She noticed my disheveled clothes. I was such a disgusting mess with sweaty hair, and she asked if I needed anything. "Actually, could I just have a paper towel?" Clarkson had thrown up in the car. The apartment was too far from my current one for me to walk there, so we had to drive. The problem is Clarkson gets motion sickness easily. Very easily. "No problem. Thank you for coming by," she said. The apartment was small, but really nice. There was a big garden in the back that was perfect for Clarkson. I could just picture him and the dog that lived there becoming, you know, BDFs, best doggy friends. The older roommate came home and we all sat in the garden and talked. I could tell from her tone and body language that she was not so crazy about the idea of another dog living with her. There were no pictures of BDFs in her head. I left an hour later and waited anxiously by the phone while Clarkson cuddled me in our bed. Eventually, I got a text that read, "Hey, Melanie, thank you so much for coming by, but unfortunately, we're going to go with the other girls since she doesn't have a dog. So sorry and good luck." My eyes swelled. By this point, I had not solicited Facebook for potential new living arrangements because I still held out hope that my ex would change his mind last minute. But I knew what I had to do. I messaged two friends of mine I met during a WAM, Women Action in the Media, meeting, who I had brunched with and who had helped me decide where to go for graduate school. It turned out that one of them had an unexpected spot in their apartment. So a few days later, I walked Clarkson to the other side of Prospect Park and climbed the steps of a gorgeous brownstone off of Grand Army Plaza in Brooklyn. The ladies were all lined up on the couch in front of me as I tried to calm down Clarkson, who seemed a bit out of his element. I told them the story of my relationship, where I was emotionally, and what my interests were, while they repeated back similar stories of breakups, anxieties, and aspirations. I felt at ease, but I was still worried they would go with someone else and I would be left with no housing options. I left the apartment and sat at home with Clarkson again, thinking about how different my life was going to be in just a week. I tried to pack the boxes scattered about my apartment, but with every item I picked up, the memories would paralyze me, and all I could think about was how this person I shared them with would no longer be part of my life anymore. Maybe ever again. But then the next day, my friend texted me to say they would love for Clarkson and me to live with them. I breathed the heaviest sigh of relief and cracked the first genuine smile I had in weeks. And now here I am, you know, done with graduate school and still living in that apartment dubbed Lefty House. Since when I moved in, all four of us were left-handed and politically left-leaning. We've had a few right-handed ladies sneak in since then, including an additional roommate and the BDF I longed for Clarkson. Now it's five independent, nurturing, fun, smart women, and two male pro-feminist dogs. And I don't know if I could be any happier. I am no longer paralyzed by memories because I have so many new ones ingrained in every crack of this apartment. When I started graduate school almost 2 years ago, it was the darkest time of my life. But because of this apartment and the group of women who came with it, I was able to climb out of that darkness and into the light. For so long, I depended on my significant other for happiness, but because of these women, I was able to look into myself for that happiness. Because of them, and you know what? Because of myself, I graduated with honors, completed 2 fellowships during my studies, and got a great part-time job working on this website. Because of them, I stopped crying myself to sleep at night and found the confidence to start dating again. Because of them, and because of me, I became a better person.